The Connecticut Office of Higher Education formally launched what's called the Connecticut Credential Registry. It was redesigned. It's a mobile-friendly public resource that allows people to search for Connecticut schools and explore education and training programs offered across the state. And there's a lot that goes into this program and how it can function to the best of its ability. And so I am very excited to welcome to the show Sean Seepersad, who can really, you know, help us to understand the weight of this, how exactly it works, and how people can get engaged. Sean, welcome to the show, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So first and foremost, Sean, do I have the correct understanding that this is just a redesigned version of the Connecticut Credential Registry? And if so, how is it better now?
Sure. You are right. It is a redesigned version of the Connecticut Registry. The previous versions were not as user-friendly. And so this version is very intuitive, very user-friendly, and it's easier to search for the public to find what information they're looking for. But in addition, we've also launched a campaign to educate the Connecticut public that this resource is available as well. And we've developed a slogan called Know Before You Enroll to help folks understand both. Here is a one-stop resource that you can use to search Connecticut institutions and colleges and find out what programs are available, but also as a consumer protection resource where you should check to see if the school or program is authorized in Connecticut before you actually enroll in the program.
What has been the feedback? So first of all, how long has there been a Connecticut Credential Registry?
It's been around in some form or fashion for many, many years before I even was part of the office. So it's just gone through several iterations of this. And I think there was less awareness that it existed. But now that we have the resource the way that we do, I really wanted to get the message out to folks that here it is, especially at the start of the school year. You have rising seniors coming into high school, and they may be thinking about what colleges they wanted to go to in Connecticut and what things are available. I wanted to put it out there so that folks can know that this exists.
Right. And you know what, Sean? I mean, I hate to be so blatant about it, but it does to some degree come down to the God almighty buck, which is it's insanely expensive to go to school. And you want to make sure that we, you know, are doing a better job with the next generation of having a more, I'd say, defined even idea of what they want to do after their education journey is over and they enter into the career path, you know, the career force, what that's going to look like. You know, and so I want to highlight that the registry brings together information on about 130 colleges, universities, private career schools, and other institutions, as well as more than 4,200 credit and non-credit programs. So how does that work? I mean, is this something that Connecticut over time has had to build up? How do you, you know, create, I would say, such a massive list of opportunity for people?
Sure. First off, it is in the Connecticut statute that the credential registry exists and that these schools and institutions report their information to us. So that's one of the things that drives populating the information in the registry. The other thing is that our office, the Office of Higher Education, also has regulatory oversight over some of these institutions and schools. And so as part of them undergoing their application process and so on, we collect that information anyway, and the schools are required to keep that information up to date. So through a variety of different mechanisms and requirements, the information gets populated into the registry.
Makes sense. And again, we've got Sean here. And Sean, with higher ed, my understanding is you oversee higher education policy and regulation. Is that fair to say?
It's fair to say that the Office of Higher Education has regulatory oversight over some of the independent colleges and universities, as well as the private career schools. And if I could just come back to one of your points about the expense of going to school, and I just wanted to emphasize that it is both colleges and universities, so if you want to go to your Fairfield, Sacred Heart, whatever, but it's also private career schools. And so these are non-degree schools that exist in the trades and so on. So if you're not necessarily thinking about going to college, but you may be thinking about maybe I want to be a plumber, electrician, CNA, something else like that, information about those types of educational opportunities are also available on the registry.
Mm-hmm. Which is a big deal. And again, Sean is the Division Director of Academic Affairs at the Connecticut Office of Higher Education. And as you mentioned before, you hinted at this before, Sean, with the launch or the relaunch, if you will, of the Connecticut Credential Registry, you also introduced the Office of Higher Education's Know Before You Enroll Public Awareness Campaign and what's called the Authorized in CT Badge. Talk to us about that.
Sure. So we're rolling out an authorized NCT badge that participating schools can display. The idea is to give the public a recognizable sign that the institutions and school is authorized to operate in Connecticut. Some versions can direct people straight to the registry where they can learn more. And our shorthand is look for the badge, know before you enroll.
So that's kind of cool. I like the CT badge, if you will. It sort of reminds me of, you know, not to bring, you know, give more credit to Meta or anything, but it reminds me of the little blue check mark.
Exactly.
That's cool. I like that. I like that. And so if people see that, again, you're talking about that these have been identified as institutions operating in Connecticut, again, under like a... like they're part of this, I would say, I guess, effort. Is that fair to like say? I'm just trying to understand what the check mark, you know, signifies.
Right. So the check mark signifies that the school is authorized to operate in Connecticut, to offer educational programs and to award some kind of credential.
Got it.
And part of the reason for that is that unfortunately we have a number of unauthorized educational businesses that exist. And in those cases, if somebody enrolls in one of those places, they may end up wasting their time and money because in some instances where it requires licensure after you graduate, they may not be able to get that or they may not be able to use the credential that's produced or anything else. So we really want to protect the public by having the badge available so that they know this particular place, this particular institution or school is actually authorized to operate, and you can go there.
So I'm going to address the elephant in the room. Sean, are you referring to almost like what we saw with Stone Academy?
So Stone Academy was actually authorized to operate in Connecticut.
Really?
That was not the issue at Stone Academy. The issue at Stone Academy really had to do with them maintaining compliance with the regulations in Connecticut. And so that was a getting them to try and become compliant, and then they ended up closing.
Interesting. So have we had situations where we've had unauthorized places claiming that they would give a degree or certification or something, and then it doesn't hold up once that student graduates and then goes into the workforce?
Yes. So one of the places we see that particularly is in the area of beauty, professional beauty.
Really?
If you wanted to be a esthetician, a nail technician, or eyelash technician in Connecticut, you're required to be licensed in order to practice in that occupation. If you see a place that says, come here, we'll train you how to be a nail technician, and they're not authorized to operate in Connecticut, after you finish doing the educational program there, when you go to the Department of Public Health to get licensed, they'll tell you you can't get licensed because that particular place was not authorized to operate in Connecticut. So that's why we really want to make sure that folks look for the badge at these places, and if they don't see the badge there, then don't go to that school. Or you can go to the registry and double check. You can look for the name of the school and see what's there and see if that school's name is there. And if it's not there, then I would hesitate for enrolling in that school.
That's fascinating. And I am going to put a link to that redesigned registry on our website, voiceofct.com, so that you can check it out for yourself at home. And again, the registry does not rank, rate, recommend, or endorse schools or programs. Again, the authorization does not guarantee educational quality, employment, admission, credit transfer, or eligibility for professional license. But again, it is making sure that they are able to actually hold up they're under the bargain. So if you're going to pay the money to go to an institution and you want to get a certification, a degree, that is seen as credible, authorized, if you will, here in the state of Connecticut. And so I'm going to put a link on our website, voiceofct.com, if people want more information and to engage and see this redesigned registry. Sean Sieperstad, I want to thank you so much for what you do, Division Director of Academic Affairs at the Connecticut Office of Higher Education. And thank you for the breakdown of this. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome.